Hi all, welcome to Earth in Tune on 99.7 KQUA. I'm your host, Janice. KQUA is a community service of Umpqua Watersheds. I recently heard from a listener that they thought our radio station was fully funded. I want to let you know that it is not fully funded. Although we get some grants, we have bills such as licenses, music fees, equipment, and software costs, to name a few. If you'd like to support the radio station, visit kqua.org and hit the donate button. While you're there, check out the list of shows, catch up on podcasts, and check out new music being aired. This show features music that mentions something in nature. This is the 18th chapter of the show's bird version, so songs that mention bird or a bird are included. I have some mellow music this weekend because it's been so hectic. I want to refocus, slow down, and breathe. This first song is a sing-along song, for those that remember the 1970s. The Carpenters were an American music duo consisting of siblings Karen and Richard Carpenter. They achieved significant success in the 1970s with their soft rock and easy listening sound, characterized by Karen's warm, velvety vocals and Richard's intricate arrangements. Close to You is one of their most popular and iconic songs, released in 1970 as the lead single from their album of the same name. The song became a major hit for the Carpenters and helped establish them as a household name. It was written by Burt Bacharach and Hal David and had originally been recorded by Richard Chamberlain in 1963. The lyrics touch upon the idea that the simple act of being near that person can make everyday experiences brighter and more meaningful. Close to You won a Grammy Award for Best Contemporary Vocal Performance by a Duo, Group, or Chorus in 1971. Tragically, Karen Carpenter passed away in 1983 at the age of 32 due to complications related to anorexia nervosa. Her untimely death was a great loss to the music industry, but the Carpenters' music continues to resonate with audiences around the world. After the passing of his sister Karen, Richard Carpenter continued to pursue music and embarked on solo projects, music production, and collaborations. He has been known to support charitable causes related to health, education, and music.
Do birds suddenly appear every time you are near? Just like me, they long to be close to you. Why do stars fall down from the sky every time decided to create a dream come true? So they sprinkled moon dust in your hair of golden starlight into your eyes of blue. That is why all the girls in town follow you. That like me. They long to be close to you. Just like me, they long to be close to you.
Wouldn't you love to love her? would you even try? And he says, Rihanna, don't go. And he says, Rihanna, stay. And he says, I still cry out for you. Don't leave me, don't leave me.
Rihanna rings like a bell. Thank you.
That last song was by the familiar voice of Stevie Nicks of Fleetwood Mac. Rhiannon was released as a single in 1976 and is also featured on their critically acclaimed album Fleetwood Mac, often referred to as the White Album. The song was written by Stevie Nicks, who was a vocalist and one of the primary songwriters in the band. Rhiannon is inspired by the Welsh mythological figure Rhiannon, who is associated with enchantment and birds. The song captures a sense of mysticism and tells the story of a woman named Rhiannon, who possesses magical and captivating qualities. The lyrics explore themes of love, freedom, and the allure of the unknown. The song became one of Fleetwood Mac's most popular and enduring hits, showcasing the band's ability to craft evocative and emotionally resonant music. The band was formed in 1967 and initially consisted of Peter Green, Jeremy Spencer, John McVie, and Mick Fleetwood. Over the years, notable members such as Stevie Nicks, Lindsey Buckingham, and Christine McVie, and others joined the band, shaping its iconic sound. The band's personal relationships have often been intertwined, leading to both creative collaborations and conflicts. Romantic relationships between members, such as the one between Stevie Nicks and Lindsey Buckingham, have influenced the band's dynamic and songwriting abilities. In 1998, Fleetwood Mac was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, recognizing their significant contributions to the music industry and their lasting impact on popular music. Members of Fleetwood Mac have supported charitable causes related to education, environmental conservation, cancer research, women's health, and support to the homeless population. This next song is Bluebird by Manon Mert, a Czech shoegaze and dream pop band formed in 2012. The song is off their self-titled debut album released in 2014. Manon Mert is known for their atmospheric soundscapes, blending layers of guitar with vocals to create a dreamy and melancholic musical experience. The lyrics and overall mood of the song evoke a sense of longing and captures the essence of the band's signature sound. They are known for their captivating live performances where they bring their atmospheric soundscapes to life. They have performed at various music festivals and venues in Europe, gaining a reputation for their immersive and mesmerizing shows.
Thank you.
flew by and wondered, wondered why. She was wise enough to stay up in the sky. From there she could wonder the reason. What's the point of a year or a season? Your life flies away as the night turns to day. If you stop once to think, your hair's turned gray. But one would like to wonder the reason. What's the point of a year or a season? List of false starts and crumpled broken hearts comes from the need to play so many parts. One would like to wonder the reason. What's the point of a year or a season? Wind and the rain shook hands again, untouched by the world, they managed to stay sane. They were able to wonder the reason. What's the point of a year or a season? She was wise enough to stay up in the sky. From there she could wonder the reason. What's the point of a year or a season?
That last song was Little Bird, Little Bird by the Muleteers. The Muleteers are a lively and boisterous group of men who sing this song as part of their scenes in the movie and film adaptation of Man of La Mancha, the musical based on the classic novel Don Quixote by Miguel de Cervantes. The song is composed by Mitch Lee with lyrics by Joe Darien and was premiered on Broadway in 1965. The Muleteers are a group of rough and rowdy characters who serve as the comic relief in the story. They are depicted as a band of misfit travelers and laborers, often seen in the company of the antagonist, the innkeeper. The Muleteers play an important role in several musical numbers and scenes throughout the production. They are known for their lively and energetic performances, bringing a sense of vigor and levity to the story. The Muleteers are depicted as a contrast to the idealistic and noble character of Don Quixote, adding a touch of realism and earthiness to the narrative. They provide a counterpoint to the romanticized notions of chivalry and heroism that Don Quixote embodies. The musical went on to win multiple Tony Awards, including Best Musical, and has remained a popular and endearing work in the musical theater world. This next song is Don't Take Your Heart From Me, performed by Michael Bublé, a Canadian singer, songwriter, and actor born in 1975 and known for his smooth vocal style and interpretations of jazz and traditional pop standards. The song is on his 2022 album, Higher. Bublé's musical style draws heavily from traditional pop, swing, and jazz influences, reminiscent of artists like Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, and Tony Bennett. He's also incorporated elements of contemporary pop and soul into his repertoire. His rich and velvety voice, combined with his charismatic stage presence, has endeared him to audiences worldwide. Bublé has received numerous Grammy Awards, Juno Awards, and Billboard Music Awards. He has sold millions of records worldwide and has embarked on successful concert tours across the globe. In addition to his music career, Bublé has made occasional appearances in film and television. He's also been involved in philanthropic endeavors supporting various charitable organizations, such as the British Columbia Children's Hospital Foundation.
Tear a star from out the sky, and the sky feels blue. Tear a petal from a rose, and the rose weeps too. Take your heart away from mine, and mine will surely break. My life is yours to make. Please keep the spark awake. Would you take the wings from birds so that they can fly? Would you take the ocean's roar and leave just a sigh? Oh, this your heart won't let you do. No, this is what I beg of you. Don't take your love from me. Would you take the wings of birds
so that they can fly. Would you take the ocean's roar and lift just a sigh? Your heart won't let you do. No, this is what I beg of you. Don't take your love from me. Don't take your love from me.
Carina, Carina, get where you've been so long. Carina, Carina, get where you've been so long. I've been worried about you, baby. Baby, please come home. I got a bird that whistles, I got a bird that sings. I got a bird that whistles, I got a bird that sings. But I ain't a god, Carina, life don't mean a thing. Carina, Carina, girl, you're on my mind. Carina, Carina, girl, you're on my mind. I'm sitting down thinking of you, I just can't keep from crying.
To stars in the skies, I'm incurably romantic. If they're told to me all covered with sighs, the wildest of lies seem true. Each time a lovebird sings, I have no defenses. My heart is off on wings, along with my senses. I'm a setup for the moon when it's bright. I'm incurably romantic, and I shouldn't be allowed out at night with anyone quite like you. But oh, your arms are nice, and it would be awfully nice if you turned out to be starry-eyed like me and incurably romantic too. It would be awfully nice if you turned out to be starry-eyed like me and incurably romantic too.
That last song was Robin, performed by the duo Seals and Crofts, released in 1972 on their album Summer Breeze. Jim Seals and Dash Crofts were both born in the early 40s in Texas and gained popularity in the 70s for their smooth harmonies and melodic sound. Robin showcases the duo's signature blend of acoustic guitar, delicate vocals, and poetic lyrics. The lyrics tell a story of longing and reflection, using the imagery of a robin to convey a sense of freedom and hope. The song's peaceful and soothing nature evokes a feeling of nostalgia and serenity. They were active from the late 60s through the 70s. Prior to forming their duo, both artists had experience in the music industry. Seals was a member of the 1960s band The Champs, while Crofts had performed as a session musician, playing the drums and various other instruments. In addition to their music career, Seals and Crofts were known for their affiliation with the Baha'i faith, a religion that emphasizes unity, equality, and social justice. They often incorporated themes of nature, spirituality, and love into their music. They disbanded in the early 1980s, each pursuing solo projects and different musical endeavors. This next song is The Night Bird Gets Love, performed by Phyllis Hyman, singer-songwriter known for her soulful vocals and captivating stage presence. The song was released in 1978 as part of her album titled Somewhere in My Lifetime. Hyman was born in 1949 in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and began her music career in the early 1970s. She initially gained recognition as a background singer for various artists, including Barry Manilow and the Stylistics. However, it was her powerful voice that eventually propelled her into a successful solo career. The Night Bird Gets Love depicts a narrative of love and desire, with Hyman's captivating voice drawing the listener into the song's passionate atmosphere. The song combines elements of R&B, disco, and jazz. Throughout her career, Hyman released several critically acclaimed albums, often exploring themes of love, heartbreak, and empowerment, and personal struggles. Tragically, Hyman battled with personal and mental health issues, including depression, throughout her life. She tragically took her own life in 1995 at the age of 45. Her untimely death was a loss to the music industry. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, dedicated to raising awareness about mental health, promoting understanding, and advocating for mental health support and resources. It's important to take care of yourself. One crucial aspect of mental health awareness is promoting early intervention and prevention. Mental health awareness also highlights the significance of self-care practices, stress management, and seeking professional help when needed. The National Alliance on Mental Illness is a well-known organization dedicated to supporting individuals and families affected by mental health conditions. Their helpline provides valuable resources, information, and support, and it's available Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. The number is 800-950-6264 or text HELPLINE to 62640. In a crisis for quick access to mental health support in urgent situations, you can call or text 988. This is a lifeline that provides 24/7 free and confidential support for people in distress. It's advisable to consult with mental health professionals for comprehensive evaluation, diagnosis, and ongoing care. It's unfortunate that we lost Karen Carpenter and Phyllis Hyman to this disease. This show, with its mellow music, is dedicated to mental health. There are a few more songs after Hyman. This has been Earth in Tune, and I'm your host, Janice. You can email me at janice@umpquawatersheds.org. Our radio station, KQUA, is a community service of Umpqua Watersheds. Be sure and check out kqua.org for more information.
I used to rise up in the morning just about the crack of dawn, and I'd struggle to the bathroom, try to put my makeup on. I'd try to get myself
gently as a dove. Spend my night times grooving now. The night's my time for love. Since you came along, for my name. Now I am a nightbird, soaring through the night.
Wish that I were a yellow bird, nothing I can do. Yeah, oh bird, far from your love. Just like a lark in the midnight hour, the song I'm singing is just a sigh. When you're not here, the flowers don't blossom. When you're not here, I'm lost on an ocean, and the night is long and always silent, staring at a star that never shines. When you're not here, nothing seems to matter. All hope is gone when you're not around. Helplessly waiting while my heart is breaking. Everything's blue when you're not around. When you are near me, the dawn starts glowing, bright as a morning beneath the sun. Yours is a love that could move a mountain, and life is laughter when you're around. But when you're not here, the flowers don't blossom. When you're not here, I'm lost on an ocean, and the night is long and always silent, staring at a star that never shines. When you're not here, nothing seems to matter. All hope is gone when you're not around. Helplessly waiting while my heart is breaking. Everything's blue when you're not around.